A new year, time for new growth. Grow your education and skills with Herzing University. Our online behavioral health programs fit your schedule and time. From an 8-month diploma program in health and human services to a 36-month bachelor's in psychology. Grow your behavioral health career with us wherever you are in your education. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Visit us online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109. Online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109.
So before we get started today, I just want to tell y'all, listeners, I heard you. You said it at the ads too long at the beginning of the show, so we're going to space them out. You're only going to hear some now, then you hear some in the middle, so don't be bothered when you hear me pop up in the middle of your show today. Starting off for us is one of my friends. She started their own moonshine company. Let me tell you, I got a new favorite moonshine. Not only do I absolutely adore Sarah Blake, Blake now has a badass moonshine, and it's called Blake's Moonshine, and I am obsessed with it. They have this caramel apple delight, and if you are from the South or anywhere, and it's like moonshine, but like real moonshine, like real good moonshine, y'all remember what that apple moonshine used to taste like. This right here is so damn close that it is ridiculous. You would have think there's some backwoods folks from down in South Georgia making this. It's so damn good. And you can try it right now. All you got to do is go to onlysarahblake.com, only S-A-R-A, Blake.com, and you can order you some right now. And trust me, y'all know how much I like drinking and having a damn good time. I wouldn't be putting some alcohol on here that I didn't actually drink. So I got a bottle sitting on my desk right now. Thank you to Sarah and Matt for sending it to me. And thank y'all for being part of the Josh Terry Podcast. Y'all, please go check them out now, onlysarahblake.com, and get you some of this Blake Moonshine now. Oh, hey, and tell them you heard it right here on the Josh Terry Podcast. A good buddy to the show decided to sponsor this month, DPF Alternatives at 314 Garrison Road in Macon, Georgia. You can find this good old boy on Facebook at DPF Alternatives Macon, Georgia. They service diesel vehicles, semis, pickup, tractors, heavy equipment, anything that uses diesel. They clean all emission systems and diesels, and they give you a one-year warranty. They also sell aftermarket filters, offer 24 our service. Look, my dad recently, this is how we got hooked up with these guys. My dad recently had to take his truck somewhere to get it serviced, and the guys over at DPF hooked us up, and we come to find out that he listened to the show because his sister had been on the show a lot. So pretty much like family now. So if your diesel needs its emission system cleaned or serviced, I'm telling you, go check out my guys over at DPF in Macon, Georgia. You can call them now at 478-973-8502.
Tell them you heard their ad on the Josh Terry Podcast and get $50 off.
DPF Alternatives Macon, Georgia.
Shout out to my boys over at Deep South Chemical. A couple weeks ago, they heard the ad on the podcast, and they sent me over some of the stuff that they sell. Some chemicals that you wash your vehicles with, some degreasers, some tire shine, some waxes, all that good stuff. And let me tell you, folks, their stuff isn't like the shit you get at Walmart. This isn't like the shit you get from O'Reilly's. They gave me this stuff for my tires and rims, and all I had to do was spray it on and wipe it off. I didn't have to scrub. I didn't have to break my damn back. Their stuff literally was so good, I just had to wipe it off. I know I would have used these guys again, even if they wouldn't have sponsored the show. So it tickled me when they decided to do it this month. So I need you guys to please go look up Deep South Chemical. Call them today. They'll ship the stuff to you. Their phone number is 404-909-4257. That's Deep South Chemical. Tell Mr. Scott that Josh Terry sent you. Guys, y'all got to go check out Cotton Field Bar and Grill in Sneed, Alabama. I guess that's how you say it. It's 167 Medical Street. These guys have got some big things going on, and I'm glad that they're bringing me in to help out. They fed me the other day, and let me tell you, they gave me wings, they gave me cheese sticks, they gave me some fire roasted or stone, whatever you want to call it, pizza. That was amazing. Everything that I ate there was amazing. When I go to Alabama from now on to do events and hang out, I'm going to make it a point to go see my dudes and the staff over at Cottonfield Bar and Grill at 167 Medical Street, Sneed, Alabama. Back Road Park and Event Venue. This is not a mud bog, by the way. I'm going to make sure they put that in all their shit. I went to visit with them the other day over in Susan Moore, Alabama, and they are going to have some big events coming up. And everything they do, I'm going to get to be associated with as their MC. They are going to have some great acts coming up, so please listen out on this show. And anytime we say Back Road Park and Event Venue, you need to have it in your head that it is not a mud bog. It is going to be an adult playground with live music and great times. So make sure you listen out for future announcements about events there. Let me tell you about my new favorite healthcare provider, Your Choice Healthcare, Miss Lynn over in Eastman at 820 Second Avenue, has helped me from everything with my weight loss. She'll help manage your health. She'll help manage the hormones in your body for the right alignment of your mind, body, and spirit for a balanced life. I know ever since I started going to Miss Lynn, it has really helped me, my mental health, everything. So if you need a little help, look up Your Choice Healthcare, PC in Eastman, Georgia, and give Miss Lynn a call now at 478-559-3150.
All right. How you doing out there, Live Oak? Y'all having a good time? That was pretty weak. I know you guys are having a good time. How y'all doing, Live Oak? There we go. It's a little better. Well, my name is Mark Oriott. I'm going to be hosting the first little bit of this Josh Terry podcast round takeover thing that was supposed to be Lee's. But Lee had to go do some stuff, so we'll figure out who's going to run the thing the rest of the day. Again, my name is Mark Oriott. This is Eli Locke right here in the middle. Down there on the end, we got Nick DeLeo. We're going to be in your entertainment for the next hour. Y'all feel free to do some drinking, hanging out with us. We will take any alcohol you want to try and feed us, I promise.
Yes, sir.
DeLeo, you want to kick it off?
Yeah. Live Oak, feeling good? What's today? Wednesday? You guys drinking?
We are now.
What's this table doing? I see a Key West hat. What's that?
Hell yeah.
I love that. Key Blessed. Were you guys down there?
Hell yeah,
for the festival?
Were.
Oh, yeah. They hung out with my ass way too many nights.
He's not even sure if he was down there, to be honest.
These are the Hives. If you don't know them, we'll introduce you.
Yeah.
They're fun as fuck.
Love that hat.
Oh, hell yeah.
Let's get in some trouble, y'all.
Got to the right place. Speaking of trouble, this song is about trouble. There you go. It's a perfect segue. Anybody got any bad habits?
I got a lot of them.
Come on. You guys are in a bar. You all got bad habits.
In a bar at 2 p.m.
Yeah, it's bar at 2 o'clock.
And I showed up drunk.
Did you?
No,
God,
I wish.
Awful.
You want to use this one?
This thing is bad. I borrowed my buddy's guitar. Sorry about the rattle. Song's called Bad Habit. Hope you like it. She was right and I was wrong. She had her bags packed on the front porch for so long. I'm kicking myself and going through hell and playing back every word she said as she kicked me to the curb. She dropped me like a bad habit, disappeared like a damn small rain. Cut me off and buried the hatchet. The Lone Ranger I am. I stayed when she ran. We broke up like a band. Well, all of her friends and all of her kin swear she's better off. So I'm hanging on the bottles. Last drop, drops, drop me like a bad habit. Disappear like a dance floor rain. Cut me off and bury the hatchet. Threw me back like a shot of Jack. like a $2 pistol red hot. She dropped me like a joint in a parking lot. Dropped me like the clutch on an old big block. Dropped my heavy heart like a rock. She dropped me like a bad habit. Disappeared like a damn smoke ring. Got me on. Song's called Bad Habit. Running with this guy in the end here. Yeehaw!
Well, is it Mark or me? How are we doing this?
Usually in a line, so probably.
Well, you know, but sometimes the line circles back around.
Go for it, buddy.
All right, I'll do one while you're tuning. I wrote this with Mark here and our buddy Nick Walsh. It's a song about a dog.
People always ask how a guy like me gets a girl like that to stick around. And I just grin and say truth is, well, it ain't that hard to figure out. It ain't the money, no, I ain't got much. Sure shit ain't this rusted old truck. She only loves me for my wiener. Yeah, he's barely off the ground. Pretty dang long. Makes him giggle how he wiggles when he's waiting for a treat. It might sound crazy, but I swear my baby only loves me for my wiener. Second she walks through the door. Used to think it was me she wanted, but the last few weeks I'm getting sure. Picking up chicks is just that doggy style. Working on keeping both for a while. She only loves me for my wiener dog. Yeah, he's barely off the ground. Pretty dang long, makes him giggle how he wiggles when he's waiting for a treat. It might sound crazy, but I swear my baby only loves me for my wiener dog, wiener dog.
Pick the way all the way there.
Let it out the cage, Slash.
Wakes her up in the morning, keeps her warm at night. Gets in her eyes, sees the perfect sight. She only loves me for my wiener dog. Yeah, he's barely off the ground. Pretty dang long, makes her giggle how he wiggles when he's waiting for a treat. It might sound crazy, but I swear my baby only loves me for my wiener dog, wiener dog, wiener dog.
Here, boy. Sit.
Thank you. That song's called Wiener Dog.
No, I had no idea.
Just in case you didn't know.
It. Well, damn. I don't know what to start with now. I didn't know we were starting with stupid.
Hey.
You're playing with me.
And DeLeo's like, that wasn't stupid. That
was I mean, you're pretty stupid.
That's a good display of writing.
That's pretty good. All right, well, I'm going to mess it up and leave Eli hanging on the dump. I'm going to try something new. So if it flops, here we go. Song's brand new. It's called The Rest Is History. Wrote it with Brian Fraser and Kyle Whiskey. Maybe. I gotta remember how it goes.
Yeah.
There we go. Sometimes a boy buys a drink, cause it's been a long week. Sometimes a girl shows up with her friends, nobody thinks. It'll be one to remember, one for the books. All it takes is just one look. It started with a kiss outside, underneath the flicker of a neon sign. Hearts catching fire, cause they can't help themselves from falling into deep. Boy meets girl at a bar, rest is history. They say you can't find it here, it don't work like that. Sometimes you buy her a beer, you don't look back. You get to dancing and spinning around. 10 years later, you're still thinking about it. Started with a kiss outside, underneath the flicker of a neon sign. Hearts catching fire, cause they can't help themselves from falling into deep. Boy meets girl at a bar, rest is history. Rest is history. Say it sounds like fiction, but it felt so right. And it started with a kiss outside, underneath the flicker of a neon sign. Hearts catching fire from a kiss outside, underneath the flicker of a neon sign. Hearts catching fire, cause they can't help themselves from falling into deep. Boy meets girl at a bar, rest is history. Rest is history. Sometimes a boy buys a drink, cause it's been a long week. Sometimes a girl shows up, rest is history.
Yeah, brother.
I didn't ruin it.
You guys all right if I'm going to try a new one, too. Is that okay with you? Yes. Shots, shots, shot, 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 shot. Shit, I can't. And what is your name? I didn't catch your name. Kathy. Give it up for Kathy, keeping the band hydrated. Woo! Come on.
This is Gatorade of musicians.
Jim Beam.
Ice cube.
Cheers,
ice cube
guys.
Time.
Been here 30 minutes. We're on our third liquor drink.
I needed a drink.
Off to a good
it's
start.
Wednesday.
Honestly, I'm surprised we started so slow.
Does anybody ride Harley Davidsons by chance?
I've seen one.
Yeah? Used to. Well, the song may not go over as well as I thought. However, I'm going to go anyway, yeah. I wrote this with Mark, the guy in the end, and our buddy Baker. And yeah, I recently got a Harley, and I'm completely and hopelessly obsessed financially and emotionally. And it's taking over my life. So I'm trying to get into the Harley. I'd love to play the dealerships all over the country. But anyway, this song is called Mama Should Have Named You Harley. Say what? Road King, 09.
Bro, did you steal this from Eminem?
Shut the fuck up.
Kicking up dust on an old dirt road. All I can do is watch you line it up and watch you go. Ain't a damn wing here gonna stop you. Stop.
100 miles an hour on $1 million views. Even evil Knievel have a hard time holding you. If heartbreak was a speed, you got fast down to a T. You're on the run, shot from a gun, wrapped up and wild and free. Winging a prayer down a highway, you were born right away. Yeah, no looking brakes, don't looking back. No goodbye and no sorry. You're a cloud of smoke and that's all she wrote. Mama should have named you Harley. Black and white picture of a dangerous mixture of gone and gasoline. Got every man alive and even some who's died come and part at the seams. You're cold to hold, you're hot to handle, a roll of the dice, it's a dead man's gamble. If heartbreak was a speed, well, you got fast down to a T. You're born to run, shot from a gun, wrapped up in a wild and free. Winging a prayer now. No looking back, no goodbye and no sorry. You're a cloud of smoke, that's all she wrote. Mama should have named you Harley. If heartbreak was a speed, you got fast down to a T. You were born to run, shot from a gun, wrapped up in wild. Winging a prayer down a highway, you were born to ride away. No hit the brakes, no looking back, no goodbye and no sorry. You're a cloud of smoke and that's all she wrote. Mama should have named you, mama should have named you, mama should have named you Harley.
Wrote that one last week.
I didn't remember the chords of that at all. I couldn't help you. I'm sorry.
Me neither.
I think I'm going to try a new one, too. Might not go quite as well as these ones did. I don't know if I know it quite as well, but hey. Ooh, I better tune that first.
We need bigger trays up here.
We really do.
Or we need a drink less.
No, we don't need that.
They're actually the perfect size trays for people that aren't alcoholics.
People that aren't like, how do I fit my four drinks up there?
Can't fit seven beers on this one-inch tray.
I'll take the alcoholic size table, thank you.
The alcoholic size table.
It's a picnic table.
I always hate when you go out to a bar and you're trying to, like, keep all your empties so you can keep track at the end and be like, 36 beers. You know, and they start cleaning the table because they don't think you're going to do it yourself. I swear I clean my... I'll bust the table if I leave that many beers, which we might today. All right, there we go. I'm in tune.
Yeah.
This is not a song about a dog. Can't tame her. She gets what she wants. What she wants, man, you can't blame her. When you look like that, she can bet she's small and famous. That girl's shameless. Bet she gets me. First piece of ground I found that ain't been shifty. Though I got my flaws, but she ain't trying to fix me. The rest is history. When you got a wild one, kind of first kiss that makes you wish it was the last one. Don't be hitting the brakes, you better pick up the pace, cause she's a fast one. Something in the way she got you thinking she's the right one. When you got a wild one. It's easy. Even if she don't, she makes me feel like she needs me. Don't care what they say, cause they ain't seen what we see.
Yeah, believe me, when you got a wild one, the kind of first kiss that makes you wish it was the last one. Something in the way she got you thinking she's the right one, when you got a wild one. When you got a wild one, the kind of first kiss that makes you wish it was the last one. Brakes, better pick up the pace, and she's a fast one. Yeah, something in the way she got you thinking she's the right one. When you got a wild one, when you got a wild one.
Thank you. I only forgot like two lines, so that's pretty good.
Wouldn't it's a new record. All right. We got any country music fans out there in the house?
Hate it. Woo! Hate it. That's can't like stand it.
Well, I'm also a country music fan, and despite some of the songs that we'll write and play sometimes that don't quite sound like it, but this one's country. Wrote this one a while back with Justin Dukes and J.C. Anderson. The song's called Country Music's Coming Back.
Keeping every light in the house turned on. Was trying to hide any way to disguise that you're not home. Nothing's working and I've done all I can do. It's looking like I need a shot of the cold hard truth. So country music's coming back today. The way you said goodbye and drove away. Stuck somewhere between George Jones and Jack, hanging on to songs that feel the pain. Your memory tells me that it's here to stay. This empty house and empty bed, all the things I should have said, sure ain't helping heal the hell in this heartache. So country music's coming back. Should have done. So country music's coming back today. The way you said goodbye and drove away. Knowing you ain't coming back. Reliving the past. Got me stuck somewhere between George Jones and Jack. Hanging on to songs that feel the pain. Your memory tells me that it's here to stay. This empty house and empty bed. Things I should have said sure ain't helping heal the hell in this heartache. So country music's coming back today. Country music's coming back today. Country music's coming back today. Where you said goodbye and drove. Stuck somewhere between George Jones and Jack. Hanging on to songs that feel the pain. Memory tells me that it's here to stay. This empty house and empty bed. All the things I should have said sure ain't helping heal the hell in this heartache. So come
Country music's coming back today. Country music's coming back today.
Country. Can I get a hell yeah?
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Can I get a mother? Guys having fun? Whoa.
He is.
We just got shot at.
He's having a lot of fun. Hell yeah.
I'm gonna Anybody's gonna drink those whiskey. Oh, it's just Mark that ain't drank his.
Shit, my bad. I've been drinking my beer.
That's rude.
America. Problem solved.
No, he doesn't need help drinking at all.
But it's still fun to kind
of make it sound like I have a problem. I do.
You do.
I do.
I'm going to play a slow one, and I'm hoping we're going to get four, because I'd like to play a new one last.
Well, I'm running, so we're going to make sure.
Okay, great. Hopefully this one makes you... makes you sad. Sorry I said hopefully this makes you sad. That's not what I meant to say, but... There's an old expression when you're getting married that people and brides will do to before they get married. Something old, something new, something borrowed, something blue. So this is just an interesting take on that.
God damn. I love that guitar, don't you?
All right, here we go.
You'd have told me 5 years ago that I'd be alone in this pew. Well, I'd have told you that you lost your mind. And up ahead I see five guys in suits where I'm supposed to be. The organ gets playing, she's right on time. I'm in she used to love, but I knew that she'd be better off without me. Still my borrowed heart, it ain't ever really made it back inside of this beat up chest and out of her hands. So I'm something old, something new, something borrowed, something blue. She was with me, a rampant man who's home just once a week. That ain't no way to treat your queen. What I can't tell, she's everything she needed me to be. So my gift to them is all that's wrong with me. I'm an old but I knew she'd be better off without me. Still my borrowed heart, it ain't ever really made it back inside of this beat up chest and out of her hands. So I'm her something old, something new, something borrowed, something. Could have gone and run 1,000 miles away, but I'm here because I've got a role to play. I'm an old memory she used to love, but I knew she'd be better off without me. Still my borrowed heart, it ain't out of this beat up chest and out of her hands. I'm her something old, something new, something borrowed. I'm her something old, something new,
something borrowed, something blue.
Thank you very much.
No, great. He's not single, ladies. I'm sorry.
About to be if she calls me on stage one more time.
I was about to be
oh,
like,
is that why your phone kept going?
His husband is going to be real mad.
Yeah, he is going to be pissed.
Not happy.
He's going to be pissed.
Oh, it's my brother. Never mind. It's not my wife.
Oh, just his brother. All right, I'm going to do a song about a bar.
Yeehaw.
Yeah, it's coming. I mean, it's country music. Don't want to think too hard.
There's a million little map-type tumbleweed towns where everything closes when the sun goes down. Good luck finding anything to do unless you know a place or two. Won't look like much when you're driving on by. Just a bunch of big trucks, some Christmas lights. It's a whole new world, and if you walked in, bet you'd be coming back again. If you're looking for a place where you can have a little fun, twist off the cap on a couple cold ones, spin a country girl around while the band plays a haggard song. Well, it's happening in a honky-tonk. Country boots scooting, bikers pull suit. The winners keep winning, masses losers keep losing. They're all different, but the thing's the same. If you make it there, they're glad you came. If you're looking for a place where you can have a little fun, twist off the cap on a couple cold ones. Spin a country girl around while the band plays a haggard song. Well, it's happening in a honky-tonk.
Man, I wish you had a better guitar.
It don't matter where you are, it ain't that far. Head on down to your local honky-tonk bar. If you're looking for a place where you can have a little fun, twist off the cap on a couple cold ones. Spin a country girl around while the band plays a haggard song. Well, it's happening in a honky-tonk. In a honky-tonk. In a honky-tonk.
Yeah, nailed it. Slash on the end. Eli Locke, come on.
Oh, man. Thank you.
We have way too much fun up here.
You don't want to give me the finger right before your song solo comes out.
Oh, yeah, I do. Because I'm going to play one that doesn't have a solo.
Oh, there'll be
he's
a solo.
He's going
to
make one.
There'll be this is going to be the middle of the song. There'll be a solo. 100% the middle of the song.
Halfway through the third chorus.
I hate you so much. Make it, make it, make it. All right, well, while we're on the topic of songs that suck, I don't know if that's the topic we were on or not, but.
Is that what we're on?
I don't think
you're
so.
You're going to play a shitty one?
I'm going to play a shitty one. Wrote this one the other week, a few of my buddies. It's called Learning to Love the Rain. And a little backstory, I'm from Oregon, and it rains all the fucking time. And so I hate the fucking rain. So it kind of came out of nowhere. But anyway, goes like this. Used to mean I ain't going nowhere. Every time I heard the sound, used to mean pouring up some whiskey till the sun came back around. Used to mean traffic on the interstate, turning on the news. Yeah, used to
to hate that weatherman till I met you. Now being stuck inside looks a little more like us dancing around the kitchen. Didn't know what I was missing without you here in this house, watching it all come down right next to me. Now I can't see it any other way. I'm learning to love the rain.
How's your solo?
Tracking in some red dirt and two muddy boots. I used to think that thunder only brought the blues. Now I'm begging for a bad one every time that sky turns gray. Hoping those clouds outside are here to stay. 'Cause being stuck inside looks a little us dancing around the kitchen. Didn't know what I was missing without you here in this house, watching it all come down right next to me. Now I can't see it any other way. Learning to love the rain, yeah. Learning to love the rain, yeah. Yeah, the forecast says a stretch of sunshine's coming. In my heart, I'm praying that it doesn't. 'Cause being stuck inside looks a little more like us dancing around the kitchen. Didn't know what I was messing without you.
I love that solo, dog.
It actually had some flavor to it.
It actually worked, though.
All right.
Which is sad.
All right, I'm assuming this is our last round, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
probably.
I'd like to keep playing all
the time. It should be.
All right, we got one more song, y'all, and then we'll get people up here that don't blow.
Should we play, should I play Salty?
If you can remember how to play that song, because I was too drunk when we wrote it.
You guys all right with another new one? Is that okay? I want to know if you're okay with it. All right. This is for you. This is called Salty. This could be an absolute train wreck.
It's going to be.
Yeah.
Backstory, this guitar sucks.
I don't think that's backstory. That's just obvious.
We were trying to write a beachy one. This is literally two nights ago. Probably one of the more hungover days I've had the next day.
Yeah, I had to work.
Sit down, something that you're done with. It would freeze before you came back. I let tequila be my compass. It drew a beach chair on my map. When you told me where to go, might as well have been Mexico. Got a glass.
Shit.
Got a glass full of time.
I got a glass full of time to kill on a highway to Margaritaville. Senorita on the starboard side, I'm keeping it between the lines.
with a drink in my hand, toes in the sand, girl, your goodbye got me salty. That ocean air sure mixes good with forgetting you. There ain't no way to fix it. Might as well fix a drink or two. 100 proof reasons to move on. Set sail inside of so long. I got a glass full of time to kill on a highway to Margaritaville. Senorita on the starboard side, and we're keeping it between the lines with a drink in my hand, toes in the sand.
Jimmy Bubba, give us another one.
You're the reason that I'm way down here. I'm the reason the good stuff disappears. Got a glass full of time to kill on a highway to Margaritaville. Senorita, I'm a starboard side, and she's keeping it between the lines with a drink in my hand, toes in the sand. Girl, all your goodbye got me salty. Oh, so salty.
Thank you. We wrote that 2 days ago.
Ish.
And, yeah.
Reading the lyrics from a text message.
Yeah, from a text message there. Sorry. Hope you guys had a good time.
He sent me that work tape yesterday. And I was like, man, I can't wait to listen to the song. I thought it was really good that night. And I listened to it, and I was like, man, I was drunk as shit in that recording. I was like, it's salty. You couldn't hear anything.
That's the reason why
it was awesome.
My melody was a little off. It's because of your work tape.
Yeah, it's
that why?
It's definitely from the 17 shots of Jack that night.
Sounds like Any Right with You, honestly. Yeah. All right, I got one more here. Every time I play this song, Mark drinks a beer, so I try to play it every time I play with him.
Wait, so I crack a full one too every time.
It's more fun that way. Ever since I made them Rocky Mountains turn blue, we've been in and out of dive bars having a few. You ain't gonna see us put up a fight if you bring Bud Bush or Miller Lite. 12 ounce, 24-40 in our hands, no matter the brand, color can, pop tops twisting off our party plan, a shotgun in a man. It ain't an addiction, but damn it, we're fixing to win. Best party trick of the year for making beer disappear. Master Dan Earnhardt at a NASCAR race, talking gone in 60 seconds like Nicolas Cage. Just barley hops and water, but it hits the spot. We don't need a koozie cause it don't get high. 12 amps, 24-40 in our hands, no matter the brand, color can, top of tops twisting off our party plan, a shotgun in a man. It ain't an addiction, but damn it, we're fixing to win. Best party trick of the year for making beer disappear. You see a beer and now you don't. Now you see a beer and now you don't. Now you see a beer and now you don't.
damn it, we're fixing to win. Best party trick of the year for making beer disappear. Making beer after beer disappear. Making beer after beer after beer after beer disappear.
Yeah. Eli Locke, y'all. Hell yeah.
Thank you. That one's called Making Beer Disappear.
And sort of cheers to you for doing such a good job drinking your beer so
Mark,
fast.
You did a great job. You did a great
job.
Well,
if I had any beer left, I'd cheers.
Let's hear it from Mark on the beer.
Hey, cheers. Hope y'all are having a good-ass time. We got one last song. We'll get another roundup for you here real quick.
It's so early to be drunk.
But not too early to be drunk.
What's funny is we have to play the listening room in like 3 hours.
We got like four.
I don't know how to math. But we're going to be trashed by the time we get there. It's going to be awesome. So y'all come buy some tickets and watch this shit show go again. Since you played a beer song, I'm gonna end it with a beer song. This is what you really want to tell to your ex after a relationship's over. It's a real heartfelt song. So just a heads up, earmuffs. Take this the wrong way, I mean every word. But I wouldn't take you back if you were the last girl on earth. Wish I never met you, and just so you know, I wouldn't even touch you with a 10-foot pole. If you were a beer, I'd pour you out. That's how much I hate you right now. If you were a truck, you'd be in the ditch. If you were a dog, you'd be a bitch. And I'd say it to your face with all of your friends there around. Texas drought, you were a beer, I'd pour you out, oh yes I would. No, I ain't bitter, that's the God's honest truth, but I sure feel bad for the man who winds up with you. Has to deal with your shit, deal with your mom's honey, even if it's Sunday and the ball game's on. If you were a beer, I pour you out. And that's how much I hate you right now. If you were a truck, you'd be in the ditch. If you were a dog, you'd be a bitch. And I'd say it to your face with all of your friends they around. Even in the middle of a West Texas drought, if you were a beer, I'd pour you out. Oh, I'd pour you out. Oh, I'd pour you out. Bartender said it was free. Even if Shania Twain bought it for me.
Calling bullshit.
You're right, she's super fucking hot. If you were a beer, I'd pour you out. That's how much I hate you right now. If you were a truck, you'd be in the ditch. If you were a dog, you'd be a bitch. And I'd say it to your face with all of your friends they around. Even in the middle of a West Texas drought, beer, I'll pour you out. Oh, I'll pour you out. Oh, I'll pour you out. Yeah. See you driving around town with the girl I love, and I'm like, fuck you.
Oh, I didn't think you were gonna do it.
I didn't think I was gonna do it either, but I done did it.
Mark Oriott.
Thanks for sticking around again. My name is Mark Orr. We got Nick DeLeo down there on the end. Eli Locke right here in the middle. A couple
Thank
more
you.
Rounds coming up for you that are way better than us.
No, it's okay.
No, I'm
is this safe to pull out?
testing, testing. Testicles. All right, we're good. I don't know why I said that. Shit.
I do.
Live Oak. How y'all doing? That was weak as shit. One more time, Live Oak, how you doing? There we go. Who's ready for fun and drinking and amazing songs from three free ladies? That's what I like to hear. All right.
Well, again, Lee Tucker had to leave, so my name is Mark Ord. I'm going to be running this thing. Your next round up here, we got Kenzie Coppett. Y'all give it up.
Hey, y'all.
In the middle, we got Megan Barker. Y'all give it up. And down here on the end, we got Lockwood Bar. They're going to play you some great-ass music, and they're way better looking than the first round. Here we go. Give it up.
Thanks, Mark.
All right. I'm going.
Which one?
I don't know. Anyway, here, I'll go. All right. I wrote this. You should apologize, Mark. Get off the stage. All right. I wrote this one with the master abater himself and also Kenzie.
Yes.
First one in, first shot down. Who gives a damn if the sun is out? Well, there's our booth, and that's our song. It don't feel right being here all alone, but that won't stop me from spending my pay all day on the stool getting stoned. I quit and said she quit me. She didn't know, she said the devil. So pretend I'm a dude. I pour another while I think of her. Till the memory's just a blur. Nothing to lose, she took everything. So I quit and said she quit me.
She didn't know she let the devil free.
Woo!
All right. That's awesome. My name is Megan Barker, and I promised Eli I'd play something ridiculous, so I'm just going to kick it off.
Yay!
We're going there. This is called Friend Like That.
I see Monica and Rachel drinking coffee on TV. I've been looking for someone to roll like that with me. Well, I wouldn't mind drinking some wine with a good old friend of mine. We could split the tab, share a cab, and talk about the boys we like. Hey, yeah, 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 where are all my homegirls at? Somebody tell me if these jeans make me look fat. I'm just looking for someone who's all find a friend like that. Well, I might do hot yoga if I had someone to go with. Who knows that I eat Taco Bell? It won't judge me for that shit. We'll have shopping dates when we get paid and buy things we can't afford. We'll talk all night, laugh and cry, laugh a little bit more. Yeah. Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. Where are all my homegirls? And someone tell me if these jeans make me look fat. I'm just looking for someone who's always gonna have my back. Holler at me if you know where I can find a friend like that. Y'all are about to see a white girl rap.
Yay.
3 o'clock on a Wednesday afternoon, here we go. Well, she's my secret keeping, she ain't deceiving. If I had a man, I know she won't be creeping. Strictly speaking, we ain't competing. Yeah, we're on the same team through every season of Gossip Girl like Blair and Serena. We sisters like Venus and Serena, so it's game, set, match if you try to miss. Ain't nobody stepping on my BFF. Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. Where are all my homegirls at? These jeans make me look fat.
No.
Okay. I'm just looking for someone who's always gonna have my back. Holler at me if you know where I can find a friend like. Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. A friend like. Hey, yeah, yeah. Someone tell me, baby, I need a friend like. A friend like. A friend like that.
Love it. I know it's a bar, but like it's three. Are there children here? Can I say fuck?
I just said shit, I think so.
Okay, all right, cool. We're ladies.
Yeah. We're rough ladies, but that's all right.
We're smooth in all the right places.
Yes. Well, if y'all are the praying type, y'all send up a prayer for Lee and his family. I won't go into details, but they need prayers, they need good vibes, so let's do that. I'm going to start out with a song that I wrote called All Right. I wrote this after a really difficult year this last year, and I just started to really see the beauty in life again. And hopefully if you're having a bad day, this will cheer you up.
What a wonderful world. it's gonna be alright.
Thank y'all so much. A little feel-good song for y'all today.
Love it. Beautiful. I do feel good now.
Thank you. That raised the vibrations a little bit.
Ooh. I'm gonna lower the vibrations.
Do it.
That was, well, I just otherwise also don't know how to follow that. So, all right. So, who has a Karen in their life?
Oh, I got a couple. Right,
that's a great. Cool.
A few.
Well, this Karen is named Becky. And I wrote this on a beautiful writer's retreat in Big Sur, California with Michelle Tackett and Helene Cronin. We saw a meme that said, somebody go hug Becky. And, well... That might be the answer to world peace, y'all.
I'm so excited.
50 Shades of Hell, stomping down aisle 3. Bitching about her wonky cart, squeaky wheel gonna get the grease. Coupons expired, but by God, she's gonna save that 20 cents. Hamburger helpers out of stock, can't find the 2%. Cashier's crying, manager's hiding, she won't shut up till someone's fired. Somebody go hug Becky before she goes and throws another fit. She's off her meds and a little unsteady, liable to go viral again. So somebody please go hug Becky. I'm living for Mark's dance moves right now. Better batten down the hatches. Should you show up on your thread, she'll pontificate on politics, take pot shots at your kids. If your grass gets an inch too tall, she'll call the HOA. But the cops have stopped responding to all her noise complaints. Kids are crying, dogs are hiding. No wonder her husband just stays high. Well, somebody go hug Becky before she goes and throws another fit. She's off her meds and a little unsteady, liable to go viral again. Will somebody please go hug Becky? The whole town strong straws, who's it gonna be? Everybody's sweating. Oh shit, is it me? Well, somebody go hug Becky before she goes and throws another fit. She's on for meds and a little steady, liable to go viral again. Somebody, oh god damn it, it's me. Go hug Becky. My turn to go get high and hug Becky.
Yes!
Becky can suck it. Poor Becky.
She can.
Poor Becky.
Okay.
Oh, man.
I all took the high road on that one. Somebody hug Becky. Oh, this is a modern fairy tale. I think if we were to write fairy tales now, they would meet in the bar, their hands would touch, and reaching for the same Miller Lite. So this is called Once Upon a Miller Lite. Let me tell you about a girl and a guy. Same bar, same night, they walk in, same time. Let me tell you about their first dance. His boots, her dress, his heart, and her hands. Ooh, they would call beer sipping. Whoever would have guessed it? Once upon a Miller Lite, lost inside each other's eyes. They never saw it coming. Ain't it kind of funny how the best love stories start alike?
Once upon a Miller, once upon a Miller Lite. Let me tell you how they ended up there. Missed flight for him, she met her friends and all. His two-tone Ford might as well have been a white horse. Once upon a Miller, once upon a Miller Lite. Oh, she'd probably marry him right now if he asked her. And they'd be married, they're happy ever after started. Once upon a Miller Lite, they were lost inside each other's eyes. No, they never saw it coming. Ain't it kind of funny how the best love stories start like once upon a Miller Lite. Lost inside each other's eyes. They never saw it coming. Ain't it kind of funny how the best love stories start like once upon a Miller. Once upon a Miller Lite. Ain't it kind of funny? The best love stories. Once upon a Miller, once upon a Miller Lite.
Yeah. Has Miller Lite sponsored that song
Love
yet?
It. Not yet.
Okay,
anybody knows anyone at Miller Lite?
We need to put that out into the universe.
We're manifesting. I followed everyone that works at Miller Lite on LinkedIn. That was step one, right?
There we go.
Fantastic.
We'll see.
I love it.
Thanks, guys.
All right, this next one is another new song. This is a song I wrote with Richie Brown, Lee Tucker, and J.C. Anderson. It's called Texas and Me. This is an ode to my home state, Texas. Woo! Where I'm from, make no mistake, runs in my blood from the cradle to the grave. I'm as tough as a rattlesnake. I'll bless your heart, but I don't play games. Mama's strength and daddy's pride, both taught me how to love, both taught me how to fight. You a piece in my mind, you can be sure I'll look you dead in the eye. Yeah, that's how I was raised to be. Grit, God, and family. What you see is what you get, and what you get is what you see. That's just the Texas in me. Yeah. That's just the Texas in me. I'm like a horse with no reins, running wild like the Guadalupe in my veins. When I hit my knees and pray, I thank the Lord for that star stay. Yeah, that's how I was raised to be. Straight from a family tree. What you see is what you get, and what you get is what you see. You see?
just the Texas in me. That's just the Texas in me.
Mm. Yeah, girl. Woo!
Thank you, guys. Thank y'all.
I just played in Texas for the first time.
And how was it?
I love it so much.
Awesome.
I was like, can I please be a Texan? They said no. It's fine.
You can be adopted.
One day.
I'll adopt you.
Yes.
It's what she's working towards her whole life.
Got here or you're really drunk and forgot. My name is Lockwood Barr.
Well, I got a hunger for something, something that I shouldn't do. Taste of this whiskey burns on my lips. It's a taste that reminds me of you. Every time I come to your fountain, got a thirst that I can't quench. 'Cause the more I want, the less that you give. And this has gotta come to an end. I gotta starve you out of my heart. Fight the cravings for the comfort you give. 'Cause it's so hard to not beg more. And baby, that ain't no way to live. There's something about your love that still lingers. Something about you runs through my blood. Until I get you out of my system, babe, another taste will still be too much. I gotta start you out of my heart. By the cravings for the comfort you give. 'Cause it's so hard to not be more. I gotta starve you out of my heart. Fight the cravings for the comfort you give. 'Cause it's so hard to not be more. And baby, that ain't no way to live. Oh, I gotta starve you out of my heart.
Lockwood has the sexiest voice in Nashville.
Thank you. It's allergies.
That's always what I say.
Rare. Brought to you by Zyrtec.
Oh, my God.
I really should get them to sponsor my
shit. I was
going to
say, me too. Oh, man. This is a... I'm kind of obsessed with, like... the West. That's why I loved Texas. Like, my whole house is Southwest themed. I grew up in Vegas, so I'm kind of a desert rat.
Yes.
But I just love, like, the cowboy world. And so I thought about what would be a cowboy's church, and that's this. So this is called Cowboy's Church. This is brand new.
It's a valley by creek with a mountain view. Fallen pine trees are front row pews. Meadowlarks singing just like a choir. Ain't no talk of brimstone fire. Pots and pans and a King James Bible. A hungry sinner sitting in the saddle. Ain't no steeple, ain't no cross. Out on the range just talking to God. Who knew heaven was right here on earth? This right here is a cowboy's church. Peace flows through like a tumbleweed. Stars at night like you've never seen. Red dirt stains on knees and hands. Ain't no doubt this is holy land. Holy land. Ain't no steeple, ain't no cross. Out on the range just talking to God. Who knew heaven was right here on earth? This right here is a cowboy's church. Talking to God. Who knew heaven was right here on earth? This right here is a cowboy's church. This right here is a cowboy's church. Ain't no doubt this is holy land.
Love it. I could use some Zyrtec.
That might be my new favorite. Of
really? Oh, thanks. Yay.
Love it.
All right, I might just polarize myself real quick. That's all right.
Do it.
I'm very passionate about a couple things. I do love our country. Ooh. I love our military.
Yes.
I love freedom. Mm-hmm. And, you know, whether that's...
That's so polarizing, Kenzie. Oh my God.
Let me just polarize real quick. These days, I feel like it is. You know, I feel like you can't really speak that as much as you could back in the day. And so I wrote this song with Richie Brown. It's called Freedom.
We the people from where I stand have been divided by the devil's hand. And I'm tired of watching my fellow man get pushed around again. They're spreading lies, advertising hate. News ain't news if it's all fake. We're going to hell, that's what they say. But I still pray. Well, the stars and stripes are waving the wind where we don't back down and we don't give in. Fight tooth and nail, ready to defend the homeland for the working man. Proud to stand, proud to speak, and proud to be free. Free. Freedom. Our First Amendment ain't no choice. Background noise, I won't let them destroy my faith and my voice. Where the stars and stripes are waiting.
I pledge allegiance. God bless the USA. Oh, say, can you see? Land of the free and home of the brave. Where the stars and stripes are waving the wind. Where we don't back down and we don't give in. Fighting tooth and nail, ready to defend the homeland. For the working man, proud to stand, proud to speak, and proud to be. Proud to stand.
Thank y'all so much.
Damn. Kenzie took her Zyrtec today.
Well, damn. My voice is a little tired today.
Oh, stop. No.
Oh, my God. Get out. Yeah. Okay.
Get off the stage.
Sorry, hashtag Benadryl. Get out. All right. Okay, so Kenzie keeps raising the vibe, and I'm just gonna like fucking lower it again. So this song is about generational trauma. Yay!
Yay!
So Megan and I both meant to practice. So this is like a new one. Well, that we wrote with the beautiful Miss Allie Colleen. Ooh. And she's been touring with it, but we keep forgetting to practice it. But yeah.
It's a masterpiece, I think.
I hope this is the right key. Yeah, okay. All right, cool. This is called Smoking Section. Woo.
Same face town. Would they bless your heart if you stood out? Mama stayed put in the kitchen. Daddy in his suit were always missing. Oh, I'd pick down the block. You were home for dinner by 6 o'clock. It all looked nice when you drove past it. But you wore your dirty laundry to the casket. Back when Mom and Dad stayed together, there's secondhand smoke in the smoking section. I wish I didn't know now what I didn't know then. All the damage done, how it could have been. Swore it'd be different come my turn. I'm just spreading new fires from these old burns. Back when Mom and Dad stayed together, just weather the weather. You breathed in what they blew out. You didn't know any better. Sitting around the same table, cleaning up their messes. Turns out they're secondhand. Back when Mom and Dad stayed together, they just weathered the weather. You breathe in smoke in the smoking section. Turns out there's secondhand smoke in the smoking section.
That was, you killed it. You killed it.
Man, this is so much fun. I don't know if this is my last one. We might go around one more. We'll see.
It's all up to Mark. See how much we can make him dance.
I just put this song out a few weeks ago. This is called South Somewhere. This is supposed to be the vibes, like roll the windows down and think about your first love and why you don't talk anymore, but also catch a vibe. It's a lot happening all at once.
Just think about generational trauma again.
I'm always thinking about that.
We were just two kids who grew up in the city. We heard about those county lines and bands like Nitty Gritty, where the green grass grows and mama knows how to make sweet tea. The day I turned 18, he loaded up your daddy's truck, said our goodbyes at 55, New Orleans, here we come. Open road, next thing we're in Tennessee, and we never felt so free. Mile after mile, young and wild, we turned left and it felt so right. We went south somewhere, we'd hit the gas, throw a dart at the map. When I close my eyes, boy, I swear it's like I'm right back there, but I haven't seen you. We went south somewhere. Do you think of me when you see an Alabama sky? Does the man in black take you back to those Jackson knives? When you're standing on the coast, are you holding me close? 'Cause the good Lord knows I wish I could go back to mile after mile. Felt so right. We went south somewhere. We'd hit that gas, throw a dart at the map. When I close my eyes, boy, I swear it's like I'm right back there, but I haven't seen you in years. 'Cause we went south somewhere. We went south somewhere. So right, we went south somewhere. Yeah, we'd hit that gas, throw a dart at the map. When I close my eyes, boy, I swear it's like I'm right back there, but I haven't seen you in years. Oh, it's like I'm right there when we went south somewhere. We went south somewhere.
Want a drinking song or a murder song?
Murder. Oh my God, murder.
Okay.
I feel like all the men said drinking and I was like, killing people, like really loud.
Okay, well, I'll do, we got another round, right?
Get out, George. Can you kill a beer?
I'll do drinking first and then murder second.
That's usually how it goes.
Yeah, that's a fair assessment.
Pretty accurate.
Break her heart and then, you know, she's going to kill him.
That's right.
It's just math.
So I wrote this song when I was 17. I lived here from 13 to 19, and then I moved back to Texas, and I came back 5.5 years ago. But this one was super special to me. I had my mom's best friend one time we were at the beach, and he said, "Beer tender, pour me a bar." He was wasted. And I was like, man, that would be a fun, you know, song. But I ended up making it serious, and it just, it worked, which I didn't think it would, but it worked. So this is called Beer Tender, Pour Me a Bar.
I love that.
Mark just caught it.
I heard it.
We need a funny version.
I just walked in, but I've been drinking since noon. If he hadn't walked out, you'd never see me this blue. Put a quarter in the jukebox, wallow with Patsy Cline. Baby, dance with a stranger, lonesome love's company.
I don't think a 17-year-old has any business writing shit like that, but
yes, you did.
Whatever,
it worked.
I was just, yeah, just wondering at that time, like, I guess I was super in my imagination because I was not drinking like a broken-hearted bitch at the bar.
I like it.
It made Mark scream America, so I don't. I mean,
I'm happy with that.
America,
baby.
Do we have, so Mark, tell us what to do. One more round?
Yes.
Okay.
He's the host.
We got 5 minutes.
Do one more.
Four.
Four.
No, that's it. Oh.
That's it. We're done.
Thanks Darn for it. Having us.
Well, no murder song for you then. Woo! Wait, just
make them clap for us.
Thank y'all so much for listening to us today.
Woo!
Hell yeah.
Can he
Woo, it works. All right, America, I'm bad at my job. But thank y'all for coming out. One more round at Live Oak. Y'all give it up for Kenzie Kopp and Megan Barker and Lockwood Bar. Prettiest round you're going to see all day. We got one more coming up. Don't worry, there's a bunch of degeneracy coming.
Yay.